This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web to music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. She has a brand new song called You. It's Carly Langoni. Carly, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Hello, Zach. I'm happy to be here with you today. Everything is going amazing.
And I'm happy to have you on the air as well because you have a brand new single that just dropped and it's called You. And the music video also dropped too as well. Tell me all about this brand new song.
Okay, so this song, I start producing music too. So I make the beat myself. Even the saxophone melody was recorded by, it was from my mind first. And then I asked this artist to play it.
Oh, nice.
It's a jazz song. It's like jazz. And the lyrics are about love. From the past, that most of you guys know him. I'm not gonna give names though.
Well, what was the lost? What was the lost love from the past? Tell me all about him.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you said lost from the past. So tell me all about the love you lost.
Yeah, it was a strong feeling that I had for somebody, but I realized it wasn't good. So I decided to write this song.
Well, so like, what was he? Was he a boyfriend at the point, or was he just kind of like a one-time thing?
Well, he wasn't my boyfriend, but right now he's saying he was my boyfriend, so it's a little bit weird.
Wait! So he's going around telling people that he was your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do about that now? Is this song kind of like the attention to like, no, he wasn't my boyfriend kind of deal, or like, how are you telling everybody like, oh no, he was not my boyfriend?
No, I just told the story, but now I'm coming with an EP with more songs and I'm talking more about it.
And that'll be your way of kind of getting back at him and be like, hey, how dare you lie to everybody about this?
Yeah, it's something like that. What is coming up is something like that. What I'm making now is a mix between Afrobeat and jazz.
Oh, very
and Latin
nice.
Progression because I'm Latin.
That's very
so that's
cool.
Yeah.
So you have like, I mean, your music, you have a kind of like a modern 50s kind of pinup, you know, style with like the way you dress and the way you look and also the way, you know, you portray the music too. You know, tell me all about, you know, why that style is where you want to go with your music.
Because I love 50s music. I love jazz. So that's why I decided to brand myself like this because I feel my soul is old. So that's why.
Well, are you in love with like Marilyn Monroe? Like, where's the influence from?
In love with her.
Well, where's the influence from? Where's your, you know, what were you influenced by in the 50s?
Well, I love jazz music. Like I just said, I love the jazz artists. Like, well, I love rock too. I'm going all over. I love Nina Simone. She have an amazing voice and the love stories that she was singing and stuff. So I fell in love with that.
That's amazing. And, you know, you were talking before this, you know, before we got on the air here today, but you're from Argentina.
And now you're
living in LA, but you know, tell me like, was that a huge jump to move from Argentina to here? Like how was the transition like?
Yeah, I was involved in the music back in Argentina. I was dancing and going to a music school. I was playing piano when I was little. And then I decided to move for a big dream, you know.
And you move for a big dream and then you have a big song out there too called You.
Yeah, and, I'm very happy.
I'm very happy too. We're going to hear that on the air in just a little bit too. But I want to hear a little more about you too, you know, about living in Argentina. You know, did you get you were talking about how you went to school there, you know, for music, but you know, where did you get your original start in music? What was like the big influence?
Well, my mom got me to the music back in Argentina, and then I was doing acting too and dancing all my life. And when I came back, when I moved to the States, I was like, let me retake piano classes. So I connect with one of my friends and she was like, I know this guy, but I don't know if he teaches piano. So I talked to him and he told me he was a vocal coach. And he asked me to try, so I did. And he told me I was able to sing. And then I start learning how to produce music. And I realized I can do it.
You realize you can do it, and you realize the passion there for it.
Yes. And my ear, every time I hear a song, I hear each instrument, like each melody breaking down in my head. So it must be a talent.
It's all about the influence there too. You know, I mean, you know, were you always surrounded by music, you know, when you were a child?
Yes. Yes. I was always dancing.
Always dancing. But never singing until later on, right?
I was singing here and there, but, I was waiting for that energy that this teacher gave me. And he said, you were able to sing. I was never secure about my voice. And yeah, he gave me that.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you got the inspiration to really follow your dreams there and move to, and also you moved to LA too, which is such a huge jump. I mean, I would feel like, see, I'm living in New York and I already feel broke, but like, I feel like going to LA just means immediately, like, you know, broke because of how high the gas prices there and stuff like that. Like,
I was in Miami before LA. I was living there. I was living there for three years, and then I decided to move here because I have friends that are in the music industry here, and I was like, let me just go and try, and here I am.
So in the music video for You, which is out now on YouTube, you know, you're doing a little bit of dancing in there too, but you know, mostly obviously it's all about the singing and about the music. But are you ever going to focus more on the dancing again, or are you really focusing on this new music career?
I'm open for both because I'm going to be dancing. I love music. I love dancing, so I'm going to be dancing on my videos and stuff. So yeah, I have a lot of my friends are professional dancers too, and I take classes here and there. So yeah, I'm open for both. I'm open for acting too.
So Carly Langoni, where can people find your music?
Well, my music is available in all the platforms. You can find me by Carly Langoni, and that's in the social media too. You can find me by Carly Langoni Music. That is all my social media.
Awesome. And you can also hear her live right now here on the Webster Music Station. This song is called You by Carly Langoni. Carly, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with everything. And thanks for joining us here.
Thank you so much, Zach. Thank you. Hope to hear you soon.
Yeah, you too as well. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this. But first, this is Carly Langoni with You.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.